Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Howie seems like he's a guy that is going to... I don't think you're bringing anybody from the outside that would be a risky contract just for 1 year. But right. It seems like he's going to keep most of the core together and try to add, kind of like we did in 2017. I don't think that was going to work. Right? I mean, normally, like, you can't...
Well, he brought in a lot of new people in 2017.
He did. That's what I'm saying. Like, normally, you grow from your core, and then you add a couple of key free agents.
Right.
But the guys he added that year, he was nearly batting 1,000 with.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he needed to do that. That was coming off of a team that... Hell, if you don't have Carson Wentz as your quarterback that year, you may win four games,
yep.
Three games that year. So that was a bad football team that needed an overhaul. It really did at the receiver position first and foremost, right? They brought in Brandon Brooks. Oh, no, they brought in Brandon Brooks in 2016, Doug's
right.
First year. But we know what they did on the defensive side of the ball and everything they needed to do over there. I think this year they feel like there's more of a core – here, but they still need to get younger and not even necessarily younger, but certainly better in some of the key areas.
Yep.
And so they're going to have to do that, and I think they're going to try to do that and be smart about it. But at the same time, you know, they may want to invest most of their money in their own free agents. When I look at their free agent list, to me, you start on that defensive side of the ball, and you're looking at Brandon Graham, Ron Darby, and Jordan Hicks.
Yeah.
Those are three young guys that are, you know, Brandon's not young, but those are certainly three guys that you can make a case that they should be back. I mean, Darby's injured, but he's still young enough.
Yeah, Darby.
It's about what price are you paying for him?
Yeah, I wouldn't bring him back at any price. I just let him go, and they have enough guys back there. Hicks is tough because if you don't bring him back, you're going to have to pay somebody to come in. It's not like that you get somebody for free or there's a young
sure.
guy that's ready to step in. So you're going to have to bring a free agent from the outside in.
Well, you could draft a linebacker. They only use two of them.
Yeah, you could. They haven't had a lot of success doing that in recent decades.
Listen, I agree, but listen, how about this? Joe Douglas is down at the Senior Bowl without everyone else.
He's digging in deep.
Well, that says something to me. You know, when in years past, the whole front office went down there. Jeffrey,
yeah.
Howie, Doug, they were all down there.
Yeah, it was a hobby for Jeff.
So allowing Joe to go down there, that means they're going to trust his eye
yep.
on a lot of these players that they're going to be doing scouting reports on. His eye, his guys, his scouting department. That says a lot. I mean, Howie may be in charge of free agency, but Joe may be handling the whole rookie part of it, the draft part of it.
Yep. All right, let's get to the phones. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese to the phones. Rudy in Haddon Township. Rudy, how are you looking at free agency?
Marks and Reese, my man. Thanks for taking the call, gentlemen.
My man.
What up, Rudy?
You know, just so, you know, free agency, Ike, I'm going to kind of like, you know, go in a different direction. I know you said you're leaning towards running back, but I want to focus in on the cornerback position. And now that being said, I don't want Howie to overpay for a guy like Byron Maxwell or Nnamdi Asomugha. But at the same time, right now, I don't really feel confident in a lot of our corners that are coming back. I don't really feel confident in Jalen Mills. I don't feel confident in Sidney Jones being healthy. The only two guys I feel confident in the secondary moving into next year, at least in the cornerback position, are Kayvon LeBlanc and Avante Maddox, and maybe Rasul Douglas even. But still, that's, you know, if you're going into the season with those three guys that you're starting quarters, I don't really feel any confidence. So I think Ike and John, I think, you know, free agency, we should be attacking, you know, taking a look at the secondary position, especially the cornerback position.
Okay. Now, that's interesting there. Cornerback is there's a lot of young talent there, but there hasn't been anybody that's necessarily stepped up and solidified a spot. And the one thing about young players, man, is they can look good 1 year or for a certain window, but then you got to come back and do it all over again.
And there's tape on you.
And now there's more footage on you. People understand what you're good at and what you're not good at. Like, so, I don't know, man. I mean, listen, they got young players there. We're going to see how confident they feel in those young guys. No, Jim Schwartz likes them.
Clink tweets us and says, this is fully on the offensive line. If you want running backs that are successful, then get an offensive line. So he wants to upgrade the offensive line.
Are you kidding me? You trying to tell me the offensive line was the issue with them running the football?
We have to protect Wentz and be able to open those lanes for running backs. Bad line will make running back, wide receiver, and pass rush not matter unless you can't score and maintain drives.
No, we need running backs.
I'm actually fine on the offensive line. You just need to get younger. You need to get a younger guy on there that's ready to play. And I'm talking about a tackle.
No, we're going to need a right guard and a left tackle. I mean, Brandon Brooks tore his Achilles.
Yep.
So I don't know when he's going to be back.
Yeah, you know, you need to get at least two young guys in there that you plan on being starters in a year or two.
Right.
Maybe not this year, but a year or two. Let's go to Charlie in Delaware. What's up, Charlie?
Fellas, how are we doing today?
How are you?
What up, Charlie?
Yo.
I got this whole situation planned out. You guys are overcomplicating this. You know, like when the big market guys, it's going to take a little while to sign. You see, you sign some depth guys first. You find somebody like a Bo Allen that can stuff the run. Give Fletcher Cox a breather because Haloti Ngata didn't do enough for me. So, he's got to go.
Enough? He didn't do anything.
No. If you want to address the defensive line through the draft, go to Jerry Tillery from Notre Dame. Three-time captain on that squad. Game-changing plays during the games at Notre Dame. Great addition if you can get him. On the other side, the last caller said attack free agency with the cornerback. No. Notre Dame's got a corner coming out named Julian Love, who was a finalist for the best quarterback in the country. Go draft him with one of the two number twos we got.
Where was he at during that Clemson game?
Or get Miles Boykin, a 6'5", 208-pound receiver. There's three good choices right there. I'm a big Notre Dame guy, but
That Clemson game.
These guys, it does matter.
No, it matters. You're telling me these corners.
Charlie, I love you, man.
Where were they covering those Clemson wide receivers?
Here's what I'm not interested in, right? I'm not interested in a lot of, well, there's this guy from blah, 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 and there's this guy that no one listening has heard of from blah, 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 blah. Like, we'll get into that mode more as we approach the draft, but
Oh, we got people out there that's been studying the draft.
No, I mean, I know, but if you're a big Notre Dame fan, I get it. You like all these guys, but it doesn't necessarily mean you call in and tell us about it.
Senior Bowl tomorrow.
Here's where I agree with the defensive tackle. They need a run stuffer, but you don't have to spend. You need to draft those guys. Benny Logan, for instance, third round draft pick. Benny Logan was a perfect third round draft pick, very good starter. And then when he left to get big money in free agency, he was a great value before that.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. You if you're talking about Super Bowl or bust, you're not going to do that with a bunch of draft picks. Like you got to have some veterans in there somewhere. Even when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, it wasn't their draft picks that they won the Super Bowl. It was the veterans. It was the free agents that they brought in here.
You still have your draft picks.
Have them, but I don't know if you can necessarily count on them to come in and be heavy contributors.
Right. No, I agree with that. I would maybe trade a pick to get a veteran, maybe a veteran linebacker or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. Identify the guy that has the big contract that might get cut or whatever else. I don't know. Here's the one thing that I don't want to do. I don't want to go out there and give a big money contract to a free agent that more or less takes a lot of what you have. The Eagles will have some money. We have Elliott coming up at 3:00. Elliott Shore Parks. He'll give us the details of how much money they could conceivably have. But like Carl Bradley says, you have to look in the future, not just this past season. O line needs updating, and youth pass rush needs help too. O line is survival. Pass rush is luxury. Pass rush is not a luxury. Pass rush can't be a luxury, Ike.
No.
If you have, if luxury is a pass rush and you don't have it, you're in trouble. You better have Hall of Fame corners in this league if you can't get to the quarterback.
Well, listen, Howie already talked about how deep the D-line is this year, so they're going to address the D-line. If you're talking about doing it in free agency, then re-sign Brandon Graham.
Yep.
I'm re-signing Brandon Graham. If I'm going to go out and pay somebody in free agency, I'm going to pay the guy – I'm going to pay Brandon Graham.
Who are you keeping? Tate or Aguilar? Right now on our Twitter page, at Mark 3, 69% Aguilar. 69%? Because honestly, Ike, that's me looking at it and saying, well, you know, Nelly's a draft pick, and he's a little bit younger, and he has a different dynamic. So I think Golden Tate's a better receiver, right? But I can't have both, that's for sure. But, I mean, Nelson's not a better receiver at this point, is he, than Golden Tate?
No.
No, he's not. But everybody, I mean, it seems like most people want Nelly back. Let's go to Mark, East Falls. Hi, Mark. Marky?
Hey, how's it going? So, listen, Ike, I got a question for you. What is the one position in football that an MVP can be won at besides quarterback?
Running back?
All right, we're on the same page right now. So, this is exactly what I would do if I were the Eagles. I would exercise Nick Foles' $20 million contract because what you're doing is you're getting a middle-of-the-pack to good quarterback at a really, really good price.
Right.
I would call up to New York Saquon Barkley and a second-round pick for Carson Wentz. Now, hear me out. Both teams immediately get better. You now take off some of the pressure for Nick Foles because you have the best running back in the league behind you who was on a second-year deal, so you're not going to have to pay him for a while. Then after that, what I would do is I would release Aguilar, sign Golden Tate for cheap. So that frees up more cap space. You now have that second-round pick. Take my 2 second-round picks, call Jacksonville, trade for Jalen Ramsey. So if we're going Super Bowl or bust and we're going just for next year, then right now what you have done is you have freed up a bunch of cap money because you're not going to have to pay big money to a quarterback. You brought in 2 premium players on still their rookie deals. You even have the option of keeping Jalen Ramsey because he's going to have his 5th-year option next year, and then after that you could franchise him, so you're not even going to have to pay him big money yet. It makes you an immediate contender, even though I believe that Carson Wentz has more talent than Nick Foles. If you look at both of them at their peaks, Foles' peak, he's proven that he can win a Super Bowl, which from the business aspect, now you have Saquon with you. Do you think the Giants would do that?
No.
Why not?
Because they don't need to give up Saquon Barkley to get a quarterback. They have several options they could go to get a quarterback. They could wait in the draft to get a young quarterback. They could keep Eli Manning. They could wait to see if Nick Foles becomes a free agent to get a quarterback.
But they could also have Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but you're missing the point. They're keeping Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
I don't think the Eagles would do the trade.
No, the Eagles wouldn't. But I'm just saying why the Giants wouldn't do it. Because if you can get a quarterback to pair with Saquon Barkley, all you've done is created another hole.
Right, now you need a running back.
Yeah, now you need a running back.
Well, I mean, and it's not just any running back. It's
arguably the
brightest young running back in the league.
One of the best 4 running backs in football right now.
Yes, he is. Let's go to Ron, North Jersey. What's up, Ron?
It's Roy, man. What's going on, man?
Oh, Roy, sorry.
What up, Roy?
He even says Roy.
It's all good. Hey, listen, man, I'm going to tell you like this right here, too. Anybody else call up this radio station, talk about trading Carson Wentz, the station needs to get a restraining order against them. For real, like, you can't call here no more with that foolishness, man. It's not, first of all, I don't want it to happen. So that's besides the point. I don't run the organization. But second of all, it's not going to happen.
Correct.
So just dead it with the trade, Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz will be in midnight green wearing number 11, 2019, 2020, going forward. But this is what I would do, Ike. If you're talking about winning now plus getting young, you might have to take on some risky type free agents if you want to sign somebody.
What you got? Okay.
Well, first things first is, If Big Red co-signs Kareem Hunt, because it's looking like that case against him is starting to fall apart, looking like a wet napkin right now, I'm definitely going to be interested in Kareem Hunt. The second thing I'm doing is I'm going to check for Kwon Alexander. He tore his ACL in October, and he's an unrestricted free agent.
Linebacker from Tampa?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Yes. So that's a situation where it's kind of like Ron Darby, where you're coming up on your free agency, but a terrible injury happens.
You might have to sign a 1-year deal somewhere, like a prove-it deal.
like a prove it deal, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm bringing back Brandon Graham. That's what I'm going to do. And it, you know, that's the route I'm going. I mean, I'm not thinking about Lawrence because John said just a few minutes ago, you're not trying to have one guy eat up the cap space that you create. Right. Well, that's what Lawrence is going to do. Oh, Lawrence is going to eat that up.
That's 60 guarantees, Ziggy, 60 million guaranteed for him
I
at
think
least.
The Cowboys keep him, by the way.
Yeah, but, well, from what I'm, you know, the stuff that
I don't
I'm reading.
Think so.
No?
Is that they're letting him go in free agency. They're not going to franchise enough. They did the franchise thing last year. They're just going to let him go. But still, though, that's not the landing spot for the Eagles because that one guy alone is going to eat up a bunch of what you create.
They're not going to go there. Listen, and if you're the Cowboys, it's a risky move. You're letting a great player go, but he costs too much. And here's the thing. They got to pay Dak. They got to pay Zeke. They can't pay everybody.
Right.
They can't pay everybody the type of money that the market would create.
They get a bunch
them.
Of people in
the Yes, you got three franchise players when you throw the quarterback in there. Zeke is a franchise running back.
And they're not responsible fiscally like Joe Banner used to be. Because, by the way, Howie's not fiscally Joe Banner used to be, right?
You're going to get.
You spent some money.
What they're going to wind up doing is see, they'll replace him with Randy Gregory.
Right.
You just got to cross your fingers.
Yes.
And hope he doesn't get suspended again.
Again in the trouble.
But he's a much cheaper. He's not as good as DeMarcus Lawrence, but DeMarcus Lawrence is going to cost you a lot of money.
But I guess the bigger picture is when you head into free agency, are you looking at it with like, no, we're going for it again? Or are you keeping an eye on the future while you're still going to go out there and you're not tanking, you're not rebuilding? But like, hey, listen, we have to look into the future. We can't just look at 2019. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. You know, Claude Giroux, Ben was hitting me with this. Claude Giroux's an all-star again. Ben's a big Penguin fan, but he likes Giroux, I guess. 6 of 9 years?
Yeah.
Claude Giroux?
And I just got the text. They got to pay Amari Cooper.
Oh, they do. Yeah, you're right. They do.
That's another player they got to pay. They can't afford to pay everybody. And you got to pay him. Because you gave up a first-round pick to get him.
Oh, they have no leverage with him.
Yeah, you got to pay him.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.